That's a website by some like old IFB guy where he's like obsessed with the new IFB.
He's the one that put me on blast. He's like, oh, Marco Sanchez believes like Pastor Bruce Mejia and Anderson. I'm like,
thank God for this.
Yes, I do.
It's good.
Yeah, but he's like obsessed with like every new IFB pastor. You're on there. You're on there a lot.
Yeah.
And he's like, new Pastor Bruce Mejia in El Monte, California, preaching heretical new IFB doctrine. And it's like a clip of you talking about how like women preachers aren't saved.
Who is this again?
Does he have like a woman pastor as his pastor or something or what?
I don't know.
He probably is a woman.
His name is.
Who is it?
His name is like Stacy or something.
Oh,
yeah, there you Stacey. Go. Yeah, I prophesied right. correctly.
I don't know. He's a bozo.
I hate every false way. These are cool cards. Card? Oh, yeah. The Joker card right here. Oh, wait. No, that's not it.
Hello?
You're a bad magician.
Yeah, what the heck?
Yeah, we can't.
Here we go.
We're not going to stone you.
It's not bad. It's not magic.
If you were a good magician, that'd
be. All right. Welcome to the Rod of Iron podcast. I am your host, Pastor Bruce Mejia, First Works Baptist Church in El Monte, California. I'm here joined by the men in our church, the fundamentalists, Brother Marco Sanchez, Brother Hightop Mason, Brother Jacob Lands, and then we got a new guest with us this evening, Brother Adam Kanzari.
What?
No, not no. Adam Fannin.
No. Would you pray for us?
Heck no. Yeah, Brother Adam Kanzari.
It's good to be here.
Brother Adam, you've been in our church for how long?
I moved down here from Canada in November. So.
He's from Canada.
Yes. We let him in.
Never going back.
Did you say a year?
No, I moved here in November, so it's been about like 8 months.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he's been in our church quite some time, and he's been a blessing to our church, like having him around. He definitely has picked up on the spirit of First Works Baptist Church.
I repented of my Canadianism.
Yes. So it's good to have him on the show, and we're going to be talking about some various topics this evening. We're going to be talking about veganism, number one. And what the Bible says about veganism, right? And by the way, we're not for it. We're definitely against veganism. Actually, aren't you on the carnivore diet?
I am, yeah, yeah. I've been doing it on and off for like the larger part of a year. And basically, it just started out with like me doing keto.
Yeah.
And then realizing like, wait a second, you don't actually need vegetables. Or you don't need anything in the plant kingdom, really. But
he's like,
really?
Is that right?
Yeah, you can say, we're made out of fat and protein.
Yeah,
that's all you need.
Yep. Yeah. This is true. We'll get into that. Yeah. So we're gonna be talking about veganism, and then also a hot topic, so to speak, or something that's trending, a conspiracy that's trending, is this topic of Wayfair and the human sex trafficking. We're gonna be talking a little bit about that, and then we'll finish off with some lasers. Brother Jacob Lands is a laser specialist. What's your title?
Lab technician. Oh. Laser lab technician.
Laser not specialist lab technician.
Laser astronaut. Well,
you're special
laser
to us, Jacob. Yeah. Yeah.
Dr. Laser.
Can they go on sharks?
Yes.
It is shark
yes,
week.
Yes, they can. Well, you know, the podcast has been, we took a break for a couple weeks. Maybe actually about a month or something, huh? Took a break for about a month, but now we're back on track. Looking forward to a great show, great episode. You guys ready? Yeah, it's PG.
PG. 13.
No, it's a thug podcast.
Oh, yeah.
According to some lame preachers out there. Bunch of thugs over there in Los Angeles.
What a weenie.
I think he's just jealous he can't be on the podcast.
I think he's just jealous because he's just lame.
What's up, Mike?
He's jealous.
We got Mike John.
Shout out to Mike.
Jealous because more people watch the podcast than his
preaching.
Well, he even admitted to be that he's a... He's all, oh yeah, because Pastor Mejia is a big shot, you know, saying that I didn't close down with me and my 10 people. He's all, remember when he said that?
Oh yeah, he called me a big shot. So that's what he thinks of me.
Yeah,
that's kind of weird.
You're
big Hollywood big shot.
He's just the music comes on in the background, Mr. Big Shot. Who do you think you are? That's kind of weird. that he would like, because out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. So it kind of shows you what he thinks about me or about us. You know what I mean? Hey, if you don't like it, then go start your own podcast, or you know, go do another project, or stop preaching lame sermons and make good content. Go talk about soap or something.
Doesn't he make soap? Like, he slings soap or something like that.
Yeah. He's a soap slinger.
He's a soap slinger. I mean, I'm not gonna hate on that, but it's like, dudes.
Yeah.
Like, you should make some original content. So that's how this started. You know what I mean? So we got a couple things on the agenda, as I mentioned. Let's talk about veganism, guys. And the reason I want to talk about veganism is because this is actually catching a lot of momentum, especially as we're nearing the end. What I mean by the end, I'm talking about like the end of the world. You know what I mean?
Doctrine of devils.
It almost seems as though like veganism is going to be the diet of the new world order. And when you look at the ramifications of veganism, you can kind of, you can see why it would be. You know, it makes people docile. It does. I think it was you that said on Sunday, does it shrink the frontal lobe cortex?
It shrinks your entire brain, including the frontal lobe cortex, which is why, like, when you run into a lot of vegans who've been vegans for like 20 or 30 years, they're like psychotic, because like what happens is when like your frontal lobe cortex like shrinks or is like smaller, that's like found in like psychopaths, like Ted Bundy and or people like that. So literally over time, this diet is literally making them crazier, stupider, more easily controlled, and it's making them physically weaker, and like they also can't reproduce because they lose that like fertility. There's a bunch of stuff that veganism isn't just like a doctrine of devil, as in it's like, you know, like it's saying what foods you can and can't eat or whatever, but it really is a religion where it's like trying to make people as like weak and docile as possible, pretty much. Yeah. So I think it really is like the new world order diet. Yeah, and I'm on the opposite spectrum of that.
Because I actually heard that like a lot of
animals.
I love them. They taste delicious.
I heard that like a lot of politicians, actors, people in high places have switched to a vegan diet.
Yeah, a documentary called Game Changers with Arnold Schwarzenegger came out recently. Oh, yeah.
That guy can't
Mike
be a
Tyson
vegan.
Mike Tyson, too.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Arnold Schwarzenegger is a vegan?
Yeah.
Oh,
and he's not vegan, but he's promoting a plant-based diet is basically what it is. That's like the term they use. And it's funny because like Arnold Schwarzenegger, throughout his career, he always gave really bad advice to his opponents so he would do better in his bodybuilding career.
Yeah.
So I think it's kind of ironic that he's also giving horrible advice now.
He's trying to make a comeback.
Maybe he's trying to make a comeback.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Terminator 10 or
Yeah, but like every celebrity is like a vegan. Every like politician is a vegan, and it makes sense.
So where does this stem from? Where does, you know, the promotion of veganism stem from? One, it's from like an unnatural love for animals,
worshiping the creature
more than the creator. So they're like, well, we should be vegan because don't you see how the slaughterhouses are and the abuse that animals experience and whatnot? But it's like, you know, obviously I'm not for like abusing animals or whatever, but when it comes to killing animals for food, there is no like humane way to do that.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
When I was in Guatemala, my aunt, she had this huge hog, and she was saving it for when we would go visit her, and we came, and she brought it out, and she hired some guys, and they hit it with the butt of the of an axe, and it was all. It was like squealing, and then it didn't knock out. So they hit it again and again, and finally it tipped over. And they had this long, huge knife. Have you guys ever seen like animals like that get killed, like in person?
No,
I've seen videos.
Oh man, it's great. So they take it and it just like slits the throat, and it just let it bleed out. And then I remember like the guy came and he grabbed the leg, right? I mean, after it was done kind of bleeding out as much as it could, and he was kind of like cranking it. And as he cranked it, like, more blood came out.
Uh-huh.
Almost like a cartoon. But I was thinking to myself, it's like, there's no humane way to kill an animal.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're going to eat it, it's going to die. Death is not a humane process. It's like
they're not even human, so it's like.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
But like, I mean, I remember, like, even, like, because we would raise cows. And, you know, like, we would go and, you know, we would raise them since they were, like, baby calves. We would feed them and stuff like that. And then eventually, like, came to the point where we had to, like, kill them to eat them.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, and I remember one time, it didn't exactly die right away. You know, my dad shot it, and we're walking towards it to slit its throat to let it bleed out, and it just gets back up. like, oh, snaps.
He's a fighter.
Yeah.
You know what's actually really stupid about, like, oh, we care for animals so much, so we're not going to kill them to eat them? Like, most agricultural processes, like, if you like, look up, like organic agricultural processes where they don't use any pesticides, literally thousands of rats and mice are dying.
Yep.
Literally thousands of rodents. There's, like, this YouTube channel called Garland Farms where where they send, like, a pack of dogs to go, like, dig up the rats and stuff to kill them. So, in a way, like, all this, like, all these plants that they're, like, eating instead of animals is killing way more animals than if they would just eat a steak.
Well, let's say if they weren't killing, like, way more animals, they're still killing animals.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, even to, like, live their lifestyle, they're killing a bunch of animals.
And how do you pick and choose, like, which animal you want to save? Like, what about an ant? I mean, it's an animal, right?
Well, most vegans, isn't it? Most vegans have to eat bugs because they don't consider those, like, animals, a lot of vegans.
They don't consider them sentient beings.
Yeah.
Basically.
So they have to eat bugs to get, like, some necessary, like, proteins that you can only find in the animal kingdom.
Yeah.
I've heard these idiots, like, literally call an animal like a human. Like, they slip up or they don't know any better.
They'll say,
like,
person.
Yeah. Right? Oh, yeah. But I've specifically heard them say human.
Oh, yeah.
So I saw a video of this guy.
I mean, a human is a person, right?
Visiting a Petco, and the worker was talking about how some lady came in wanting to buy a specific kind of fish to feed to her turtles. And it was a fancy fish. And she was going on and on about, oh, you shouldn't feed this fish to the turtle. You know, they're like human beings. And I'm like, dude,
that's
no,
what that turtle
fish,
would. That's what that turtle would eat in nature if they love so much. He would be eating fish and stuff.
And she ended up not selling that specific fish to the lady.
That's retarded.
Like, what? It's none of your business. Man.
Veganism is an unhealthy lifestyle, first and foremost.
Yeah, something wrong with you.
But, you know, sometimes, like, I posted something on Instagram, and it was just like a joke. It was satire. That's what it was. And it was like, in response to the shutdown, but they said, like, you know, if you're protesting, you can gather. So I said, yeah, we're going to have a vegan protest, you know, for the 4th of July. Yeah. But it was like a joke. But it was halfway joking. And then, man, the vegans just came out of the woodwork. And they were just slamming me on there. But multiple vegans basically came up and said, you know, you call yourself a pastor. The Bible says, thou shalt not kill.
Dude. Like, Levitical priests were, like, butchering.
They were butchering animals.
What did Peter do
every day?
Slay and eat.
Throughout the day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To be up to their knees.
And Old Testament. And they'll say, well, that's Old Testament. Yeah, but that's New Testament, too.
Yeah, rise, Peter.
Rise and eat. And the people have told me about that. They're like, oh, you're taking that out of context. And how can you, you know, use, you know, Peter? That's not a proper example, you know. And here's the thing is, like, militant vegans who, like, try to use the Bible, they fail miserably. And the reason why is because they'll often say, what's that?
It just doesn't say.
It doesn't say.
It just doesn't say. You could eat what you want.
Right. And what they'll do is they'll often pull out the, well, originally, God's original plan was for us to be vegans.
Yeah.
Which is true, right?
It was for us to be.
The Garden of Eden, it wasn't really a plant-based diet. It wasn't like vegetables. It was fruits.
Yeah.
Okay. And that was God's original plan. And I'll say, and I responded by saying, well, God actually killed the first animal, you know, and made skins to cover Adam and Eve. And they'll say, yeah, because of sin. Because of sin. And I'm like, yeah. And I'm setting
them
up. Yeah, he's like, gotcha. And I said, yeah, absolutely. Because of sin. So basically what they're saying is that because God killed an animal due to our sin, therefore, it's wrong for us to eat animals, basically. But to them, I say, well, then you're a hypocrite because I'm sure you're wearing clothes right now. And clothes is a result of the fall of man as well.
Yeah.
So every single vegan in this world who tries to use the Bible as a means to justify their lifestyle, they're a bunch of hypocrites.
Yeah.
Not only did God kill the first animal when animals were first sacrificed in the Bible, God likes the smell of them being burnt.
Yeah.
You know, he likes barbecue.
It was a sweet savor.
Yeah. Who doesn't like the smell of...
He also sanctioned for animals to eat other animals.
Yeah.
You know, so it was...
And he got mad at, like, with the story of, like, Cain and Abel, when Cain offered him up, like, plants and stuff.
Yeah.
But Cain
was the first vegan in the Bible.
Exactly, yeah. But Abel, he offered him up an animal, and God liked it.
Right.
Because it was a sacrifice.
Cain offered up the vegetation.
Yeah.
and God had not respect unto Abel's offering.
Yeah.
Like even the
and
first
you know what? And Cain reacted the way every vegan reacts. Yeah. He was wroth.
He was psychotic.
His countenance was fallen.
His countenance was fallen. He was wroth.
Yeah. No, but even like the first clothes that the man made, fig leaves, God even like that. He's like, I'm going to make you.
Yeah, he didn't like the plant-based clothing.
He's like, that's not real clothes right there.
No polyester. No polyester.
He did not like plant-based clothing. Yeah. Not good enough. Yeah. We got to kill an animal. Yeah, good point. Absolutely. So tell us about, you mentioned it, some of it already, but what are some of the changes that the brain goes through when over a long process of time of being a vegan?
Yeah.
Tell me about the koala.
Yeah. Well, basically, if you look at a koala's brain, it's completely smooth. And the reason it has no wrinkles, it's completely smooth. It just looks like a blob.
And koalas are vegan, right?
And they are. They're vegan. But they're also very, very stupid. If you take a eucalyptus leaf, which is what the only thing koalas eat, if you take it off the plant, like off the tree, they won't eat it because they don't know what it is. That's how stupid they are. And so you can tell this by their brain because they have no wrinkles. But anyway, a vegan's brain over time will deteriorate. Will like start losing wrinkles, will shrink. They'll get stupider and more psychotic. And it's because in the plant kingdom, there's some nutrients and vitamins that you just can't get. And so one of those is like B12. That's literally only exists in the animal kingdom and algae. And I don't know if you know any vegans who are like going to the beach and eating algae. It just doesn't happen, right? Yeah. And what B12 does is it helps like regulate the control of like red blood cells. So like if your body's not making enough red blood cells, a whole lot of things aren't like your immune system's going to go down. You're going to get stupider. You're going to get weaker. Like a whole bunch of stuff is going to happen. And then there's actually, this is kind of funny. There's a thing called vitamin K2 as well. And this was just recently discovered, which proves basically that like our modern like nutrition science has like no idea what they're talking about. Cause they literally just discovered this vitamin recently, vitamin K2. And what it does is it controls the calcium that goes around your body. Basically it tells the calcium to go into your bones, into your teeth, your cartilage and stuff like that. And vitamin K2 can only be found in the animal kingdom and fermented things. So like stuff like kefir and like kimchi, basically, or like natto. I don't know if you ever had, Brother Glenn, it's like a Japanese fermented bean, and it's nasty.
I've never had that.
It's nasty. All right? It's gross. But yeah, you can only find it in fermented foods and animal foods. And what K2 does is, it regulates the calcium. So they literally get weaker bones and they get weaker teeth, and their teeth start rotting out of their mouth. And it's actually really sad because a lot of kids who are put on vegan diets, their baby teeth will start rotting. Mm. So they won't even, before the baby teeth can even fall out and they can get their new teeth, their teeth will just rot out. And they'll also, I don't know if you've ever seen, you know how on TV they have those ads for like black children in Africa, like mm-hmm. they're starving and stuff like that. And you see how they have huge bellies.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's from like protein deficiency and certain nutrient deficiencies. And that's now happening in America in the 21st century to vegan children.
Wow.
They're getting those huge like bellies. It's called like Corcoria syndrome or something like that. And they're getting these huge bellies because they're like, they have no nutrition. And some
vegan.
Is
that bloating like in the intestines or something like that?
Yeah. Yeah. It's something like that basically. And it's like, it comes from like water buildup basically because your body's not functioning optimally. So. Your body gets weaker, your brain gets weaker, and that kind of makes sense. Like, because some people think veganism is just like a diet, but it's not. It really is a religion because vegans don't care about whether or not if it's healthy for them or anything like that. What they really care about is not hurting animals. So they'll die. They'll die, and they'll say like, "Oh, I don't want to hurt an animal." Basically.
Yeah.
So I'm sure it'll be like a piece of the puzzle in the new world order, like religion. Of like cows for meeting.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, I mean, if it's affecting the frontal lobe cortex, then absolutely.
Yeah. People will probably be way more willing to take the mark of the beast if they're like retarded.
Exactly. they'll be less resistant. They'll be less resistant to that.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, because you kind of wonder like why so many people are going to like the whole world. Obviously, select few will not. Even people who are not saved will not take the mark of the beast. But for the most part, the vast majority of the population will.
Yeah.
But it's like, what is a factor that plays into that? And it could be just the way they think,
mm-hmm.
which is largely based upon affected diet. By what you eat. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting because they'll, you know, often you'll talk about it when you talk to vegans, I'll bring up, you know, why don't you go protest the lion who's eating the zebra? you know. And say, well, they can't, you know, handle not eating that. You know, we can and all these things. But there's herbivores in the animal kingdom that will
eat animals.
Other animals.
Yeah, like look up deer eating bird on YouTube and you'll find like thousands of results.
Yeah, and because squirrels. They're lacking certain nutrients. And they're deficient in certain areas, and they'll actually. I've seen giraffes do it, yeah. Deers do it. A lot of herbivores that wouldn't typically eat meat, they'll eat it because they're lacking certain nutrients.
Well, here's the thing: meat is the most like bioavailable.
If you go, food. If you go on this Instagram page, it's called Nature's Metal. Yeah, Nature's Metal. It has a lot of good footage on there, but they have a lot of those highlights on there. It's yeah. pretty interesting. What were you gonna say?
No, yeah, I was just gonna say like. Even when animals sometimes are presented with a choice, like herbivore animals like squirrels or deers or giraffes, and they have like just some meat and like some green stuff, they're gonna get the meat because they know it's way easier to like extract nutrients from it. There's way more energy in it. There's way more nutrients in it. They're gonna pick the meat, not the vegetables.
So they're smarter.
So even the herbivore animals yeah. are they're just smarter a lot smarter.
Than I've seen exactly. Squirrels at my work. Eat other squirrels, yeah. but also like kittens.
They've tried to eat me.
yeah, they'll come up to you. They're cops.
Those flying squirrels.
They're Harbor City squirrels.
They gang stalk Marcos.
They're stalking me. They come in gangs.
That's insane.
Yeah, squirrels will eat rats too. Like squirrels rats that are bigger than them. But the reason herbivores usually don't eat other animals is because they're not predators. They don't have like the tools to kill other animals.
Right.
But if they did, they would.
If they did, they would. Exactly.
Yeah, and you got to understand that the animal kingdom did change after the fall.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things that changed after the fall, you know? And these animals are going to go back to normal, you know, after the millennial reign and going into the new heaven and the new earth. But that, in order to do, we don't bring ourselves into that, though. Jesus Christ is the one who brings us back into the, right. under those conditions again, you know? It's impossible for us to do that. It's, you know... Trying to get us to eat a plant-based diet using the Bible, it's like trying to get us to not sin. It's not going to happen.
Right.
We're not, our spiritual structure is not, you know, our flesh, excuse me, is not, you know, it can't sustain being sinless.
Yeah.
Won't do it. Naturally, we run according to the course of this world. We will continue to sin until Christ comes, sets us millennial reign. And then even then, you know, you still have sin in this world, but when the new heaven and new earth comes, sin is completely removed at that point, yeah.
I got a question. Is it okay to troll vegans, or do we have compassion on them?
I wouldn't waste my time.
It depends. If you want to make a difference.
I would waste
my time. Are you talking about when they comment on your stuff?
I could waste a little bit of time trolling. Like, just a little bit.
I wouldn't. What's the point?
Me too.
You know, minutes. Don't... What's the point?
We do
sometimes I'll go at it with vegans if they comment on my stuff, you know, just to try to get them to think a little bit. Because I hope that there's hope.
You
got to
feed a mistake to make them think.
And look, there is hope for vegans, though. Yeah. Because you said your wife was a vegan.
Yeah, she was a vegan for, I'm not actually sure how long, maybe around like a year. But as soon as I met her, I'm like, stop that. Get off that. Because she was eating like asparagus and like sweet potatoes. And I love sweet potatoes, but you can't live off of that. You just can't. So I got her some getting on meat, dairy. Dairy is actually one of the best, most complete foods you can eat.
Yeah,
raw milk.
Yeah, raw milk. Go to Sprouts. Get yourself some raw milk.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's why. I don't know. I talked to you, Pastor, about this like a while ago when the Bible talks about like really like a plentiful land. It talks about the land of milk
flowing
and honey.
Flowing milk and honey. Yeah.
Right. So, like, honey is obviously this, like, super, like, dense
food.
Yeah, it's super food, and so is milk.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So I think that has to, like, because the Bible doesn't have a lot of nutrition advice in it, so you kind of got to pick.
Yeah, well, it's not a cookbook, you know
exactly,
what I mean?
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
But it does have some things in it.
It has the ingredients in there.
Yeah.
But it's funny that you mentioned about honey is, like, you know, local honey is actually good for your allergies.
Yeah.
Because the bees, they'll go, like, from plant to plant, they'll create the pollen, and then, like, or they'll get the pollen, make the honey, and then you eat that. That's like a natural vaccine for your allergies.
You gotta get, like,
you guys have allergies?
No.
I don't have them either.
I don't know.
Not ever What's since that? I started eating honey.
Yeah. Yeah, man, that's
but honey
good.
Honey is an animal food. It's not a vegetable. It's made, it's bee poop.
Yeah. Is that not vegan?
It's not vegan.
It's not vegan.
They eat like cactus or something.
Yeah, they will not. I've seen vegans, they're just ardently against eating honey because of the bees.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
It's Morgan Freeman. Or was it Denzel Washington that started like a
Is he a
bee
vegan?
Farm? No, I don't know.
Oh,
maybe.
A bee farm. I want to get a bee farm. I want to be what are they called?
not a bee farmer.
So I remember, I remember at my old church,
I keep bees.
There was a beehive. It was like in a steeple, and they brought it down, and you know the bees left or whatever. But they brought out a huge table, and they just put the honeycomb with the honey there, and anybody can come. And they would just grab, you could just grab a honeycomb and just scoop the honey and just eat it.
Oh, dude.
It was great.
I'm salivating.
Oh, it was so good. Obviously, you can't eat too much because then your stomach starts hurting or whatever, but it was awesome.
So here's the thing about like local honey versus like store-bought honey. Store-bought honey, usually they'll just feed the bees like cubes of sugar.
Yeah.
And so jumpstart the
because like during like the winter or something like that, they can't have, you know, any flowers or anything like that. So they just feed them sugar, and then when they process the honey, it's like it's just sugar you're eating. So
they also pasteurize it.
Yeah.
So that it takes out like all like the good stuff that would like help your gut and with like your gut bacteria and help like your allergies. Like you were
I've seen certain documentaries, they'll say, you know, all our ancestors had a plant-based diet. But that's retarded. Just a flat-out lie.
Not my ancestors, bro.
Your ancestors had kebabs.
You know what's funny about that? There's not a single group that you can look at in history that ate exclusively plants.
Yeah.
Exclusively, but you can find groups like the Eskimos who ate exclusively animals.
Yeah, or how about the Mongolians?
The Mongolians ate their horses.
Dang. The Mongolian Empire survived off of meat and dairy products, and that's it.
They still do.
Yeah.
And they took over the world.
Yeah,
a large portion of the world. I mean, Genghis Khan made a huge impact over the world.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of what he did, you know, has had an effect on the modern world.
Yeah. I think something like 50% of Asians are like can like trace their lineage to Genghis Khan or something crazy like that.
They were strong people. Yeah. I mean, obviously, you know, it wasn't the most glorious empire as far as like, you know, they had a lot of weird customs, you know, like they had this thing where the blood was sacred to them to the point where you couldn't spill it on the ground. So if you had a wound, you weren't allowed to spill your blood on the ground. So what they would do is they would have someone suck your blood out and swallow it. You know, like Genghis Khan received like some sort of crazy wound, and his general came and just sucked his blood for hours until he was just sick.
They both died.
Because he just drank so much blood.
Is that how he died?
No, he didn't die way, no.
He lived.
I like Genghis Khan, and unfortunately, he's probably in hell right now, but, you know, he actually had a lot of his people, a lot of his generals were like married to Christians, you know. Christianity permeated a lot. Permeated the Mongolian Empire quite a bit.
He tolerated
it was like, you know, it was like the second like religion of that empire. And that's how it got to like places like Siberia and Mongolia and China even.
But they ate meat.
That's why they conquered
and dairy
all that
products.
Land.
Yeah. You know, they would literally like sit on their meat when they would go and travel and conquer other cities. And by the time they got there, it would just be beef jerky.
they just took over all the vegan countries.
They did, man. They did.
Yeah. That's a good topic for another day. The Mongolian Empire. I like that topic a lot. So, you know, the Bible does say that veganism is a doctrine of devils because of the fact that people who teach that you should have a plant-based diet are trying to get people to go back to Edenic conditions without Christ, which that's not going to happen. You know, it's like basically trying to gain salvation without Christ. It's like a works-based salvation, so therefore it's a doctrine of devils.
And it's funny because it's being pushed, like you were saying at the beginning of the podcast, being pushed so much. Like now you see like plant-based burgers, plant-based hot dogs. I'm like,
who did that?
There's Burger King,
Carl's Jr.,
Del Taco. Everybody. Mostly like everybody's doing plant-based now. Taco Bell's been doing it for a long time now, though.
There's never been beef in Taco Bell tacos. That's why it's called
Or like Jack in the Box tacos. That's not real meat.
Yeah. That's meat paste. That's all it is. It's just like some meat paste.
I thought it was kangaroo meat.
They put sand in Taco Bell beef. It's like sand.
No.
It is. It's called silicon something.
I know. Oh, yeah, yeah. So I know for a while they were doing like oatmeal. They were just like crushing up oatmeal artificially flavoring it. Yeah.
That's why you don't eat in places like that, you know?
Don't go to Taco Bell. Unless you really need a 99-cent taco with sand in it.
I'll find you a 99-cent taco. Find you a street taco that's 99 cents.
Dude.
Yeah. And it has
maybe meat. It'll be $1.25, but it's well worth it.
I actually had Taco Bell for the first time ever in my life like 2 weeks ago. And it
Why sucked. Would you do that?
Because I wanted to know what was up.
Did you like it?
No, it sucked.
Yeah.
Clean out your system, huh?
Yeah. I got.
It's not constipated anymore.
So say that to say this is that, you know, Christians should eat meat. We've had a couple vegetarians come to our church and they converted to eating meat. You know, and you know it's healthy. It's mentally healthy. It's physically healthy, and it's biblical.
Yeah,
it is biblical. You know, especially if you give thanks to God for that meat. Amen.
Yeah.
So let's move on to the next topic. What time is it? Let's move on to the next one. We're going to talk about Wayfair. Brother Hike.
Yeah.
What we got, man?
So I've just been browsing Instagram lately, just on the QAnon topic, seeing what, you know, what they're up to, so on and so forth. Uh-huh. And something that caught my eye one day was this Wayfair selling products at an extraordinary price. Yeah, we're talking about like tens of thousands of dollars. And people are saying that the names are actually kind of correlated with missing persons. And not only that, but in the photos themselves of the advertised products, there are certain symbolisms used that are associated with pedophilia. And that thing just kind of like took off like wildfire. And the mainstream media is not reporting on it because, I mean, that's a red flag in and of itself, because the mainstream media, their job is really to jump on anything, whether it be true or not, because media...
Actually, the agenda of the mainstream media is just to push their own agenda.
Well, yeah.
Even if it means
no matter the cost.
Because, look, they don't... The media, the news outlets, it's not necessarily... They're not in business to give you the facts or
they're not
or
in the business
truth.
Of truth. Yeah.
They're in the business
of more of like ratings,
selling
ratings,
advertisements
to
watch.
Yeah, selling ads, you know. So the more interesting your topics are, you know, the more or more expensive your ad space is going to be. But nobody's reporting on this. And I just searched it up today just to see, you know, how to approach this topic. And you can't find any mainstream news outlet reporting on this other than them saying that it's just a crockpot conspiracy theory, so on and so forth. No really investigations, you know, nobody, at least on their behalf, is investigating this. But the people who are, these independent people really, you know, who really their only outlet is either Facebook or Instagram, they're posting on it. And they're saying how, you know, Instagram and Facebook and Twitter are kind of, you know, what would you call it, blackballing them or quote-unquote blacklisting them. You know, they won't allow certain hashtags to trend, so on and so forth.
Yeah.
But it's absolutely a real thing. Not the Wayfair
shadow
itself.
Shadow banning.
But trafficking of people. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I would say that's absolutely a major topic going on right now. You know, to the point where people are protesting, you know, the Child Lives Matter or something.
No, it's Save the Child.
Save the Children. Hashtag Save the Children.
Yeah. And here's the thing, like, obviously we don't know 100% if that whole conspiracy is true or not, but human sex trafficking is real. And I wouldn't put it past the rulers of the darkness of this world to utilize an organization like that to do that. You know, you have Pizzagate.
Yep.
And that is true. Yep. You can't say that that's a conspiracy theory. That's a fact.
That's a real conspiracy.
Like $65,000
right
in hot dogs that Obama
ordered.
Yeah.
Can you fly
like
over some pizza worth $10,000 from Illinois?
Yeah. What is that? Come on.
And we'll eat it for an hour.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Let's go eat pizza for an hour. That's what they said, right, in the email. So
with a handkerchief.
A lot of that. Yeah. A lot of that. Same terminology, or not the same terminology, but the same prices, so to speak, is something that you would find on Wayfair.
Something interesting about those prices is if your product on Wayfair is more than $10,000, to buy it, you have to get basically like verified, because it's like a platinum purchase or something like that. Mm. So basically, you just have to talk to like a
representative. They screen people. They can't have just a random person buying a cabinet.
So if
then a child shows up.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So if you go buy that $10,000 cabinet, you don't have like the secret word allegedly or something like that.
They'll
like
send you a cabinet that's $100.
Yeah.
You just pay $10,000 for it.
These people are wicked, man.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, these people they use these platforms to do things like this. And I was just mentioning even on Instagram, you know, you have that hashtag of In-N-Out, where there's an actual In-N-Out account that belongs to the company, but then there's another one where it has like an underscore or something, and you scroll through and it's a lot of women posing with burgers. And you know, at a glance, you think, well, it's just ladies, you know, advertisement. But the more you actually look into it and the hashtags and the people that are commenting on those photos, it basically, the conclusion is that it's they're prostituting themselves. And unfortunately, you see children on there, and the people who comment on those posts are the same people who are commenting on those on like Pizzagate type, you know, content and posts like that, where they make these perverted comments. And so it's not a coincidence.
No,
you know
absolutely
what I mean? You know, they're trying to use these avenues to be able to, they're trying to go under the radar kind of thing.
And interestingly enough, it's people in high places that are involved in this stuff. Are we talking about politicians? We're talking about Hollywood. We're talking about like all these celebrities and multimillionaires, so on and so forth.
Yeah, yeah, to turn it's a blind eye to it and say that it doesn't exist, that these people are not involved in it.
Well, it's been talked about before. Remember like the actor from The Lost Boys, then The Goonies?
Oh, yeah.
Guy, I forgot his name. Cody, something like that.
No. Oh, man. What's his name?
Corey Feldman.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he was always talking about how, you know, as young boys, they were surrounded by these men, these powerful men, and they had to do certain things for them.
Macaulay Culkin, too. From Home Alone.
There were look at how they turned out. All the Disney kids, how they turned out.
They're all like meth heads, and they're all just messed up.
Yeah, screw. They're all reprobates, is what they are.
Yeah.
You know, you can't be involved in Hollywood as a child and not have that happen to you. I mean, look at the ones, the two children, the guys that were molested by Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
You know, and that his thing was just open.
Yeah.
Everyone knew about Michael Jackson. Everyone knew that he had children sleeping in his bed 365 days out of the year.
Yeah,
he would teach them to put their clothes on super fast just in case someone walked in.
Yeah, it's like, what in the world? I mean, the parents are complete idiots.
I think the parents are profiting from this.
Well, I wouldn't doubt that, but I'm sure there's parents
who sell their children.
Yeah.
Like, I've heard of that. I've seen a video. It's like another
that happens.
Video, and of course, you can't. You don't know if it's real.
That's what
or
happened
not,
to R. Kelly's victim. R. Kelly's,
she was sold into that?
Yeah, her parents is the one who basically took her to R. Kelly. Because, you know, it's like, to them, money talks. I mean, it's wicked as hell.
I'm pretty sure that's what happened to Madeline McCain, too. It was like this girl, I think that's her name. She went missing in like the 2000s. She was like 4 or 5 years old. And everybody like doubted the parents. Everybody was like,
wait, Renee Ramsey, that little girl?
No. This is a different girl? One.
I don't know. I think
JonBenet Ramsey is the little girl. You're talking about the one who was murdered by her parents.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
She was like the little model girl.
No, this is different. This is Madeline McCain. She went missing and nobody has ever found her. And a lot of people initially, like, immediately suspected the parents. And then a couple years ago, if you know who John Podesta and his brother, whatever his name is.
Crazy.
Him and his brother look exactly like the, the
police drawing.
The police drawing of who kidnapped this girl.
At the location at the time.
And what's even weirder is the parents moved in circles with like John Podesta and his brother and stuff like that. So there was a first degree
connection.
And
they were staying at Sigmund Freud's grandson's home or villa or something like that.
I don't know.
Isn't that the same guy who basically has all this perverted wicked art?
The satanic
satanic stuff.
Yeah, dude.
And they're involved with all the spirit cookings and
Maria Abramovich or whatever.
Abramovich. People that And they communicate one with another with, like, all these symbols and stuff like that, you know, where it's, like, their secret language. But people are kind of, like, catching on to these.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Well, like, even, like, there's a toy that came out. And the troll toy, yeah. But even before that, they've done weird things before with toys. Like, I remember, like, my old pastor, someone gave his daughter a doll. And you squeeze it like 3 times, it's supposed to only say like goo goo gaga and stuff like that. But the last one said Islam is the light.
I remember that.
And then
Islam is the light.
But now the troll doll has a secret button underneath where the private parts would be at, you know? And it basically moans and it giggles every time you push it.
Oh man. Yeah. That's so
these
wicked.
People are sick.
So who is it by like Hasbro, those people that make like, you know, the Cabbage Patch Kids, all those. Yeah, so it's like.
So the theory that's going around is that, look, they're trying to, because basically all these QAnon folks are like, well, Trump is bringing everything into light and all these pedophiles are going to get caught. So the theory is that they're trying to normalize this pedophilia as a sexual orientation.
Yeah.
For example, in Greece, they passed some laws that, hey, you know what, it's a disorder, so on and so forth. And they say, oh, well, the Hanks family, Tom Hanks, and they moved over there because it's accepted over there, or rather, they wouldn't be in as much trouble.
Tom Hanks went where?
He's a Grecian resident now.
Yeah,
because
he's Greek. Well, okay, he's actually Greek Orthodox, Tom Hanks.
No.
Yeah, he's Greek Orthodox.
Okay, so there's this guy named Isaac Cappy, okay, who I guess was in the industry, or I don't really know what his background is, but he came out exposing all these politicians and all these actors and saying, hey, they're pedophiles. And he was really adamant, and he kept posting and posting. And sooner or later, he ends up committing suicide.
Oh, yeah.
Okay?
He got suicided.
Off a bridge on Route 66, right?
Found with three bullet wounds in the back of his head.
Yeah.
I hate when people commit suicide. With like
a suicide
that.
Note.
At the end of the day, basically, what you're getting at is a lot of these pedophiles are being... It goes back to the whole QAnon conversation that we had initially, mm-hmm. right? That they're being exposed.
Yeah.
And that Trump is bringing all this to light.
Yeah.
I see a lot of those posts by QAnon people and people who don't claim QAnon, but they follow them. And they're just kind of like, yeah, Trump is the one doing this. He's the one who's bringing it to light.
I don't know if Trump's the one doing it, but it's being done.
Yeah.
Somebody's doing it.
Yeah. So.
I don't know. I think it's probably like, there's probably retreading ground from the first episode, but it's probably just like a psyop to like lure in conservatives into like a false sense of like complacency. It's like, look at all these pedophiles in Hollywood getting busted.
Especially if they're heroes doing it.
Yeah.
If their heroes being given credit that he's the one who's basically carrying this out and stopping the pedophiles and bringing them to justice, you know, that gives them more confidence. That gives them more security. That we're becoming a Christian nation once again.
But none of these pedophiles are getting justice. All these people in, like, Harvey Weinstein or whatever, he's still, like, walking free.
Yeah.
Or what's his name? That dude that was in House of Cards, Kevin Spacey. He's still walking free.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He's like, no, I'm not a pedophile. I'm gay. Retarded, man.
Yeah. He that stealeth a man and selleth him, or if he be found in his hand, he shall surely be put to death. That is the solution to all pedophiles and human sex traffickers, is that they just need a bullet in the head, you know?
And that's kind of too good for them. That is like too quick. Yeah. Like these people need to suffer.
Yeah, you know what? I take that back. You know, well, I mean, the Bible's true. It's basically saying they should be put to death. But the way that Jesus said they should be put to death is a good way.
Millstone.
You hang a millstone about their neck and you drown them in the depth of the sea.
And you're doing them a favor if you actually do it that way.
Yeah. Yeah, send them straight to hell, a bunch of wicked people. You know, this society is getting worse. The world is becoming worse. Men, evil men and seducers are waxing worse and worse. And that's why it's important that parents, man, they watch their kids.
Absolutely.
Watch your kids. And that's why, like, and by the way, this is even prevalent even in churches. You know, because obviously wicked people, you know, pedophiles, they see churches as an opportunity to take advantage of people.
So
you know?
That Antichrist from La Luz del Mundo.
Yeah.
I think he got his day in court. What did he get sentenced or something like that?
I didn't hear anything about that.
But yeah, he's been in court recently.
Yeah, he's a major pedophile. Yeah. So was his dad and his grandfather.
And these idiots, you know, like you preach the blind leading the blind. It's like, what do they have? Like a few million or 100 million followers? That religion has?
They have I don't know how much exactly, but it's a very large following.
And the question is, that's like, crazy. What does it have to take to get these people to understand?
Well, they're just
like,
blind. They're blind. So, you know, God's okay with that. He said, let them alone.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to fall into a ditch. They're going to fall right into hell. Because if they're justifying the wicked like that, you know.
Yeah. If they like are willing to follow a pedophile and be in that false church, then they deserve to be there.
Yeah, basically. They deserve to be there.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate for the little ones.
Yeah.
You know, that's why our church is family integrated.
Man.
You know, family integrated where the kids stay with you. They don't go into some other room with some other person, doors closed or whatever. They stay with the parents because we're trying to kind of minimize the risk as much as possible. You know what I mean? And even that's even here. You know, I think our church is great, but you never know.
Yeah.
You just never know. So... whether people believe that it's a true conspiracy or it's just a theory regarding Wayfair, you know, no one can deny the fact that human sex trafficking is a real thing in the United States. The Bible tells us that Babylon in Revelation chapter 18 was responsible for slaves and the souls of men. It's referring to people who are being kidnapped. you know, and no one can deny that that's taking place in the United States of America. Yeah. So, good stuff. All right. Well, you know, the fact that we're discussing it.
Yeah, you want to cover
sex traffickers with lasers.
Yeah, how do we transition off
lasers on sharks?
Lasers.
Once you cast them into the sea with the sonar on them,
then the sharks with the lasers
the sharks
come.
With the lasers. Whoa.
So, yeah, we've been wanting to talk about, well, we have talked about lasers. And by the way, folks, there's about two episodes?
Two. Mm-hmm.
There's two episodes that have been shelved and they're archived. And we're going to consider those the lost tapes for now. And maybe someday in the future, I'll release those.
They might get leaked.
Yeah, they might get leaked. But in both of those episodes, we talked about lasers because it's a pretty interesting topic. And we have a laser specialist here. Yep. He's not a laser specialist, because he knows more about lasers than I do. Brother Jacob, tell us what you work in.
So I work for a company that makes...
Talking to the mic. Bring the mic close to you.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
All right. So I work for a company that makes lamps for movie projectors. And what I'm doing there is I'm working on a system to replace lamps with a laser system. So instead of it being lit with a light bulb, it would be like a laser system. So what I would do is I would shoot these lasers off of a mirror, and it would hit a phosphorus disc, and it would give me my different colors of lasers in order to show like a film. That's what I do.
Mm. Has anyone ever gotten hurt?
People can get hurt. Yeah, I have to wear blue blocking laser safety goggles, because if I looked at the blue lasers, I would go blind in a second.
Well, just no.
Just looking at it for a second.
Wait a minute.
That's a thousand watts of laser power. Blue laser power.
So if a laser is shooting across and you look at it.
Yeah, I could see it.
Wait.
Do
you have to get a shine in your eyes, or do you just look at it?
That's what I was asking. Like when you say you can damage your eyes, are you saying if it's shot into your eyes or if you're actually just looking at it?
Not even if it's shot into your eyes.
Oh man.
If it's just there and you're looking in that direction. Like
right, I'm never gonna visit your workplace, bro.
Hey, what's that? I can't see.
Well,
I can't see. Become Cyclops.
Never ask you to pick you up from work.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
So even if you look at it.
Yeah.
That's how powerful it is.
Does anyone know that LASER is actually an acronym?
Yeah, what does it stand for?
It's light amplification by stimulated emission of radiation.
That's wow. LASER. That
so we have light,
wow.
right? Light is like everything you know. You see, you know what photons are, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Photons are particles of light.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you have light, which is the L, and laser. You need amplification. So
which is
you
the
amplify
A.
that.
Using
stimulated emission of radiation. So what you do is you need a gain medium, which is something that
like
the light.
Cube?
Yes. it's something that the light. It's a solid gas or liquid that light that photons would interact with, and it would release the same frequency photons if there's enough of the atoms in this gain medium that are in a higher energy state, they would release an extra photon that is the same frequency polarity as
how did they discover that? How did they discover lasers?
I have no clue.
Who invented
aliens?
Lasers?
I can't remember the guy, but the first laser was made out of a ruby.
A ruby.
And a xenon arc flash.
Oh.
So it's pretty interesting. It's like some James Bond stuff. It was made in the 60s.
Xena the warrior princess?
No, Xenon Arc Flash.
I think it's this like is a lamp. It's like a superhero.
Yeah,
awesome.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
It's actually, they tell you you'll go blind if you look at the laser, but you'll actually just get powers. You just become a superhero.
So,
lasers.
Lasers are great because it proves that we went to the moon.
Oh
yeah, so.
How does that work?
So there's something called retroreflectors on the moon. Did you know that?
Who put them there?
Astronauts. Armstrong. Neil Armstrong. Now, I don't know who put them there.
Astronauts.
NASA did.
Put them there.
Okay. They put them there.
What is
NASA? You could shoot a laser at a retroreflector, and it will reflect back. And no matter where you shoot on the mirror, because it's like, have you ever seen like the corner of a bathroom mirror? Like you could see it. Like, but imagine them four ways.
Mm.
Yeah, so that's what you could shoot it from any direction and it'll come back to you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's what's on the moon. So if you shoot a laser at the moon and you hit the retroreflector at any angle, and you should be able to get that same frequency light back.
Back in the same position.
Yeah, and if you're just hitting the moon and it's like a reflective surface, or you know, people say the stuff like that, it would come back at a different frequency. But it hit a mirror.
Or whatever, right?
Yeah, refraction.
It breaks it down basically.
Yeah. It'll be at a different frequency. Yeah.
Huh. Hmm.
So did NASA put those there just to prove they went to the moon? Is that like why?
No, they put it there to measure the distance.
Oh.
So they know the speed of light.
Well,
so the amount of time it takes for it to come back is the distance.
But you can measure the speed of light without putting that on the moon. I mean, you could.
No,
do
they
that.
Don't.
Just look at it with your
not
eyes.
For that.
Not it's not to measure the speed of light.
No, it was to measure how far or
the moon is.
No, or how further away it's getting every year, right? Wasn't that?
What no, well, at the time they didn't know how far exactly it is.
Then how so that's why they did they calculate there. Getting there?
I don't.
They winged it.
See, I don't know. I know why they winged it. It's possible that they winged it. Yeah, I don't know.
They prepared for the first moon landing
voyage.
Thing. Yeah, from moon voyage. They prepared like a speech that the president would read out in case it was a horrible disaster and everybody died. And that speech is like readily available. And it's like, a tragedy has struck America.
Man, that's crazy.
We sent astronauts and they're all dead. It's like that. It's morbid.
We never
that's very interesting. Laser. So will there ever be a laser gun?
So here's the thing about lasers. Here's the thing about lasers. You know how I was saying that lasers are very dangerous? Like, you could go blind, right? I see in movies, right, where, like, James Bond is, like, shooting, like, he's, like, welding some piece of metal.
Awesome.
Like a laser.
Awesome
he's not wearing
powers.
Any safety goggles. So the amount of power it would take in order to cut that metal, James Bond would be blind, right?
So hold on.
In seconds.
You
or like the lightsaber. Like the lightsaber.
They're oh, no.
That's magic.
No,
hey,
no,
that's,
no.
That's magic.
Not, don't destroy my childhood dream.
That's magic.
You might be able to get away with a red laser saber, but you're not going to cut anything with
so
that.
So you translated this topic.
I'll just go through it.
I heard that
you're not going to cut nothing.
The medical industry had an actual.
They use green lasers for eye surgery.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I heard they had an actual laser that cut flesh and they would use it for surgery, and they actually called it the lightsaber because it would actually, like, they would use it for surgery.
Wait,
and
so
then
lasers?
George Lucas actually sued them for that.
Yeah, he would. Probably trademark
name. Wait, so lasers can they cut flesh or they can't
yes,
cut
flesh? Yes, they can.
Okay.
They can cut a lot.
So you translated this topic into like a more biblical viewpoint where you said the light and do you remember that?
When's that?
Oh yeah, yeah. Do you remember?
You had like a spin on this where it's a biblical spin.
Well, as
it can blind you.
Yeah, it's interesting that like light also illuminates.
Speak into the mic.
That light illuminates, but it also can blind you.
Yep.
That's what it was.
The same way, like, it kind of proves the reprobate doctrine in the sense that, like, you just get an overexposure of light that now you can no longer see.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're seared.
Yeah, basically, yeah. Your
it's
eyes
like your
seared.
Spiritual eyes are just seared and you can no longer see.
Yeah.
You just remain blind.
Yep.
That's so
that
cool.
That was pretty interesting when you mentioned that.
Yeah. That's good.
But you need the goggles.
Mm-hmm. You,
you
know,
need,
like,
you need the goggles to get saved.
Mm-hmm. You know how, like,
the goggles represent the word of God.
You know how in the Bible talks about people being destroyed by the presence of Jesus Christ, the presence of his appearing?
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? The
brightness
of his coming.
Brightness
right?
of his coming.
And it talks about, like, how people in hell are in the presence of the Lamb.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking, well, if is hell bright? Because he's in hell. And I was thinking, wait, no, it calls it outer darkness. But what if it's just darkness to the people who are there?
Because they're blind.
Because
they're all
blind.
Blind.
Dang. That's actually
that's, scary. That's very, that's pretty deep.
Because
they're blind. That's very deep.
I'm about to cry.
Yeah.
Dang, dude.
Wow. Yeah, because it's the spirit that's there, you know, and that is the part that is blind.
Mm.
Wow. That's powerful. Well, good stuff, gentlemen. I think we, covered enough there. I think we're gonna have nightmares tonight. No, I'm just kidding. No, that's pretty interesting. Covered veganism, Wayfair, and lasers, and that's pretty much it. So, folks, tune in next week for the Rod of Iron podcast. I don't know. This is episode 6, right?
Is it?
I don't even know.
This is episode 6 for sure. Next week will be episode number 7. And then stay tuned. We're going to do something a little different in about a month, actually. We're going to be doing a special edition of the Rod of Iron podcast live stream. We're going to have a live streamed episode. And so we'll give you more details about that. And no, we did not forget about the contest. Not yet forgotten about the contest. And the contest is that if you would like to join us on the podcast, if you basically partake of this contest and you're the winner, we'll fly you out, we'll pay for your flight, we'll pay for your room and board or whatever, and you will be on the podcast with us. You'll get to hang out with us for a weekend, but we still haven't figured out what the contest is.
Contest, no, find haven't. A good contest.
Yeah, someone said that already.
It's not going to work.
I don't know. Yeah, so actually, if you have a good idea for a contest, put it in the comment section below. And shoot us an email. We'll put all those links there. If you have a question for the Rod of Iron podcast, if you want a shout out, make sure you put that on the comment section or email us. And so we can give you a shout out on the following episode. Brother Adam Kanzari, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
I hope you become a regular. You're a pretty interesting guy there. Happy to have you in our church. And so that's pretty much it, fellas. You guys have a good night.
See you.
Good night.